Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current and post student in History from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, March 31st, 1950, readers of the Barbados Advocate were introduced to one of the island's aging citizens. Through a short feature, readers learnt of a woman by the name of Mrs. Christian Kelman. Mrs. Kelman resided in King Garden, St. Andrew, and was known as Mapat. Even in her elderly age, she was a devout Christian, confirmed by her regular taking of Holy Communion, which was brought to her home by the rector of the St. Saviour's Church. Born at the time of emancipation in 1834, Mapat had reached the milestone age of 116 and was still going strong. She survived the 1854 cholera epidemic, which claimed over 20,000 lives, lived through the Confederation Revolt of 1876, the Economic Depression of the 1890s, the 1937 Revolt, and the two World Wars. She had lived a large proportion of those years as a widow, as her husband Samuel Francis Kelman passed away 49 years before, on August 12, 1902. Her lengthy life allowed her to see the birth of multiple generations, but she unfortunately lost a son in 1927 who was killed in South Africa. She had over 120 grandchildren and great-grandchildren, with her second and fourth daughters living with her. These daughters were named as 73-year-old Teresa Kelman and 58-year-old Beatrice Springer. This would mean that Mapat gave birth to Beatrice at the astonishing age of 58 years old. Although the long life of Mrs. Kelman was remarkable, it was not necessarily uncommon for Barbadians to live to see old age. She was friends with another centenarian living in the parish of St. Andrew, Mrs. Mary Jane Boyne. Many such individuals regarded the Almighty God as a source of strength who granted them such long and healthy lives. Factors such as diet and exercise can also be taken into consideration in explaining the tendency of Barbadians to reach a ripe old age. As it relates to food, persons' diet consisted largely of from provisions grown locally. There was also more commute on foot, meaning that individuals remained much healthier as they traversed from place to place. Even within the 21st century, Barbados can boast of a population which reaches milestone ages. Most notable was Mr. James Cisnett, who passed away in his sleep in 2013. Having been born on February 22, 1900, he died at 113 years old. At his death, he was the oldest man in the Western Hemisphere and the second oldest man in the world. It can be said that he followed in the footsteps of Barbadians of yesteryear, such as Mapat, on whom the spotlight was shone for her 116 years on this day, March 31st, 1950.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.